Good morning, good day, good night.
Good night.
Goodbye. Alright. Let me post this on New Project 2. We should be live right now.
We are live right now? That's insane! Wait, but we are gonna play D&D today, right?
Like Victor? No, not today, tomorrow. It's Saturday. He's not here today.
But he will be here tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. We're playing D&D tomorrow. It would not be good if I was playing D&D right now.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be saying, probably like, we walk out in the village and... what do you say? Do you got Advil for my headache?
My inexistent headache.
Non-existent? Inexistent, is that even a word?
Yes.
Why is there OK Boomer on the chess homepage?
What?
Go there right now. Go to chess.com.
Okay.
In case you didn't get the memo, this stream is now solely for chess and D&D. It used to be for Minecraft, but we got even higher IQ about it.
OK Boomer. That is awesome. I really like that this became a mainstream thing. Like, most mainstream things suck, like, when they become mainstream, but OK Boomer is perfect.
I think it started sucking for me when my grandmother talked about it to me.
What did she say?
Apparently it was in a newspaper of some sort. It's too mainstream.
It's only gonna be ruined when Ellen talks about it.
Worse than my grandmother?
Yes.
Well, my grandma's like late 70s and Ellen is in her 60s.
But Ellen is a killer. Like, she kills everything she touches.
She's a serial killer, murderer. Ellen.
She killed the Dab. And
the dab was never a thing. Well, I suppose it was, ironically.
Yes, and it was cool, but Ellen was, like, retarded, and she killed it. And she's a lesbian, so, like, what else can you...
What else can she do except kill? I mean, she's a lesbian, so...
It's not like she could conceive, but she just killed.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Gay people to get back at God for not allowing them to reproduce. Just take life out of this world.
Formerly the Dab, and soon OK Boomer.
Ellen has probably already talked about it. Now that I think about it. Actually, let me look it up. Ellen. OK Boomer.
There was an article saying that it was like the new N-word.
No, Ellen hasn't talked about it yet.
Yet. But she is on a spree. Oh, nice. Stereo Lab in the background.
Uh-huh.
Just open the stream right now.
Of course, my shade is always ghostly white today.
Nice shirt.
Thank you. It's new. And it's a sweater. And I'm wearing purple pants.
Old Joker style.
Yeah, I'm the Joker right now. And I have I have the shirt on from a suicide bomb underneath it.
The striped one?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Naruto? It's like the best TV show ever. Why didn't anybody tell me about it sooner?
I think, really? I don't remember it. Unironically,
Have you watched it already?
I watched it when I was younger, and I remember getting like a bit bored of it because it was just like, you know, like they were just like go around the forest and then they fight and then they go around again and then they fight again, and it's just kind of like.
At what point did you get to? What season were you watching?
I didn't get to Naruto Shippuden. Was before.
Yeah,
that.
I'm watching the one from like 2000 something on Netflix.
No, it was younger than that. It was like, no, it was like the first season. I started by the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I also watched it on Netflix. I think it goes for like 5 seasons or something before you get to Naruto Shippuden.
Hmm.
Or something like that. I don't
TV
know.
TV series. There's like 9 seasons on Netflix. I'm on season 1.
I watched like, I think until season 3, and then I got like really bored because it was just like, oh, it's just all the same thing over and over again. The same thing with Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball is like the same thing forever.
Because like, I watched episode 19 this morning. It's so good. It's so good. You know, like,
I remember really liking it in the beginning, and then like when I got to like season 3, I was like, okay, it's just the same thing over and over and over again. So kind of.
This is gonna be spoilers for the next however long we talk about this, but Zabuza is about to die on the bridge, and like
yes.
He redeems himself both by confessing the fact that he feels bad about the way he treats Haku, and then also killing Gato, the actual villain. And he's like finally stops being proud at the end of his life. So good.
I think I would probably appreciate it more if I watched it now than as a 10-year-old child.
Yeah, there's such good themes like within those episodes that they're fighting on the bridge about like how detached one can possibly be from killing and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think I would probably like it more if I rewatched it now than I liked it when I was like 10 years old or something, and it was just like ooh. Do you think we, maybe we should, put this one on DLive instead of Twitch?
So, why?
Well, because it's, like, nobody watches here, so that's very good for, like, D&D, but when we're, like, chatting, maybe it's better to have, like,
I kind of like it, to be honest. Let me see, did I post it on your project too? Yeah, I did. Okay.
Okay.
I don't want anybody posting spoilers in the chat. But the themes are really cool. Like, when Naruto, the nine-tailed fox, is, like, almost... When his aura goes... Or his chakra goes crazy or whatever, when Haku seemingly kills... the Sasuke. Alright, trying to remember all these names right now. And then like he's full wrath mode and then he just stops dead in his tracks because he realizes like, oh shoot, this person is kind of just like me.
Yeah, I think maybe I should watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully I can kind of bring myself to do so, because I just, like, I have a bad, like, memory of it or whatever, so it's, like, kind of hard to begin watching it again. Both because I got bored of it and because I used to watch it with a friend that, like, I had a falling out with or whatever, and then I just, like... I don't know. Just have bad memories attached to it.
That's
unfortunate. Maybe I should try again. Yeah, maybe I should try it again. How many people watched in DLive? If Sophia tweeted it out, it would be like about 100. And if not, it would be like 30 people.
But, yeah,
it's because there wasn't just like the Patreon people, there were like people who are just subscribed.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Swam.
Hello, Swam.
Also,
glad to see you here.
I think it'd be extremely difficult to find any other show that's rated PG that is of the same quality. And it's gonna be, as we go into the later, as time goes on, shows like this are gonna be coming increasingly sparse. Like, Futurama is really good, but, again, there's a lot of, like, dirty and vulgar stuff. And Sopranos was good, but I couldn't get past the second season, because it's just, like, every episode it's something.
Yeah, Sopranos is very not PG.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that in regards to quality, you may be actually right. Because, like, you have the other shows you have that are, like, PG rated. They're pretty much, like, kids shows.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like, very silly and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like Kenan and Kel and whatever, like, it's, I like it a bunch, but, like, it's a very silly for me to, like, watch it now, even though it's still really good.
Mm-hmm.
But it was better when I was, like, 10.
Yeah, those shows don't get, to any sort of, emotional or thematic depth. And I was just surprised to see, like, something like that in a kids show.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Like, all the other shows are like really shallow. Like, the cartoons and everything is like a like regular show.
Mm-hmm.
The Amazing World of
Gumball. Yeah, it seems that like when they get more depth and like themes that they just get more and more there's a delineation between, like, simulated sin and real sin. Like, what can you do in shows to portray sin without actually doing it? And what do you have to do that is, like, you have to actually commit the sin? Like, for, like, very vulgar sex scenes or when they're blaspheming or are using swear words. You can't simulate that. So there's more of that, it seems, like, the more intriguing it gets.
Yeah. Naruto was too zoomer-oriented. I got bored fast. See, I don't know. I think I really need to rewatch it to decide, to have, like, a proper opinion on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, my memories from when I was 10 year old, ADHD, don't serve me proper. I think that at like that point, it was actually the first thing I watched on Netflix.
Yo, you so gotta like, accept my chess challenge, bro.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. At that point, I think I was like, I wasn't used to watching TV shows that go on for a while at all. So I don't know, that may be part of it as well. Okay, let me go play chess with you right now. Epic
stuff. Yeah, I'm excited to see where it goes because Victor said the second season is really, really good. And so, like, okay.
Yeah.
Also, oh wait, what were you gonna say?
I was just gonna say that, like, if in time I'm gonna watch it again, give it another try.
Oh, okay. How fast has time been going for you?
Today it has been going very slow. But the other days I think about a normal rate.
Because it's been going very fast for me.
Yeah, I think that just today it has been very slow, and all the other days was just normal. Oh, but you've been doing a lot of stuff as well, right? So.
Even when I wasn't, it was going really fast. Like, I switched from being not on a schedule to on a schedule, and it still goes really fast. Create a new game? You gonna accept it?
I already accepted.
Oh, just now. Are you insane? Okay. Ooh, I'm late. I just noticed. Okay, let's see here.
It felt slower than Dragon Ball. Really? Because I remember not being able to stand Dragon Ball because it just went by so slow.
I never watched Dragon Ball.
It was like literally every episode is the same episode. It's like they fight, Goku like almost dies, and then he doesn't, and then they fight again, and then he dies, but he doesn't, and then he fight again. It's just that over and over and over and over again. And I really couldn't stand it.
I don't know, that hasn't really happened in Naruto. They seem to be doing pretty different stuff each episode.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z, yeah. That is what I watched and what I was referring to. But yeah, I think I'm gonna try Naruto again. You're an old man? Why is your name Gucci Gang Mascot? That's like a 13-year-old username. Are you, like, catfishing people by appearing to be 11? Why do you think swear words are bad?
I think not using them for a while gave me a unique perspective that I hadn't had in a long time of how abrasive they really are. And just using them in common parlance all the time is just really abrasive and not constructive in any way.
And they get much more.
I'm pretty sure there's Catholic Church doctrine about vulgarity.
Also, I think that, like, they get much more power when you don't use them commonly. But I have to admit, I got, like, a musical relapse. I think it was yesterday or today, I don't know, because, like, the days they merged together. I'm not really sure.
What kind of move is that? That's all I say. No, but seriously, what kind of move is that? Why are you targeting C2.
I'm not targeting C2, I'm just getting more in the middle.
Okay, know? Yeah, center control, but like... Okay, I see. Okay.
But like, okay, I see. Yeah, I think it was yesterday that like I was editing the Kayla thing or whatever. And I was listening to music.
Mm-hmm.
And I started listening like to Stereo Lab, and then I got like to. And then, like, YouTube autoplay just took me, like, to Garden Shed by Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just, like, listened to Wolf in its entirety.
Mm-hmm.
And... also, Sister Nation by Ray Brockhampton.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that is what happened yesterday. But like, after it, I started like exploring a bunch of stuff that I didn't listen to like in a big while. Because like, somehow, after the Wolf playlist was over, YouTube took me to American Boy.
American and... Boy?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like, hey, you just listened to Tyler the Creator. Would you be interested in American Boy by Stell?
By Stell, bruh. I'm at a loss here. Let's see. Can I somehow wanna, okay.
Gangs have mascots? I didn't know that. I never heard of a gang having a mascot, that's insane. I think using words in a condescending way is bad. It's more about the intention of the word that matters, not the word itself. I see a point in that, but I think that the word itself carries like a bunch of meaning behind it as well. Because if it didn't, then like humans would be like dogs. Because like if you go up to a dog and you just go, oh, you're so stinky, it gets like really happy. Because it doesn't know what you're saying, it's just the tone of it. So, yeah, I guess, I think that is a good point, but, like, it's not 100% just that.
Maybe I was dehydrated. I'm feeling good drinking this. It's expired, but it's delicious.
Water? Expired water?
Yeah, it's, like, Best Buy 6/30/19. It's 11/15/19.
Water is not doesn't expire. It's just the bottle. You know that, right? Like.
Mhm.
So you should just get it out of the bottle. Probably you're probably drinking like plastic, right now.
Whatever, plastic schmastic.
You're gonna have no children. They're all gonna come out as plastic bottles.
Okay. I cannot be bothered to think about this too much.
It is just guys, though, right?
What?
That, like, get affected by the plastic? Or is it everybody? It's just guys, right?
They're chat, like, can we get a professional medical perspective on drinking plastic? Just a little bit. Tiny little bit. What is it gonna do? Am I gonna be able to have children? I've had like 6 of these since I got here.
6? Frig!
I got here on the 5th? Something like that. What the frick is this? Homeboy? What you think you doing, huh?
Doesn't that make your, like, your male children gay? Or something like that? Chat, can someone confirm? Can someone confirm that drinking plastic and eating plastic bottles makes your children gay? It's your turn.
Yeah, I know. You're not actually gonna do that, are you?
Nah.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Okay. Excuse me. That was not modest. Chemicals are bad. I know that. But what about plastic?
Because plastic is very well known as not that. Not made of chemicals and not bad. You can just eat it all day munching on it.
It says best by. It doesn't say, you know, drink by, expired by. It's fine. I'm fine.
Wait, how many months does it expire?
5. No, 4.5.
Probably not that bad. It was like a year or something. Mm-hmm.
So it was 10 years. Cause birth defects? He's calling me. Wait a second. Let me add him.
Birth?
Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
It's How's it going?
Alright, it's going good.
Very good. We're discussing whether plastic gives Sophie a birth defect.
Plastics give you birth defects?
Expired plastic bottles that like mix in with your water as the particles break down.
I'm no chemist, Trishan. I don't know anything about that.
Anything? Yeah, okay. Ah!
Your laugh is so musical.
I know. I'm crying because of it.
It's so harmonic.
I'm gonna do it. No, wait. Am I not gonna do
I'm
it?
Gonna do
what
it.
The frick? What was that?
Awesome. Huh?
What happened?
What happened?
Oh, I love this image. I'm gonna put it on my skateboard.
A spacesuit, green screen, electronics, anything else? Well, a wooden stool, but I suppose you already have that, don't you?
Wait, what are you talking about?
Sophia's going to space next Tuesday, and I'm helping her with it.
I doubt that.
I'm going to space?
Yes, you are. What else would you need a spacesuit for?
Good question.
Isn't that a video? Like,
Sophia like going to space? No, I believe I haven't been done before.
No, a guy with a space suit that teaches you how to use the internet.
I have no idea what that is.
It's like very old. Like, he's wearing a space suit, and he's like, I'm gonna teach you how to use the internet.
Yeah, if it's very old, then it doesn't matter if I steal it.
Yeah,
it's not.
It's probably like from the 70s or something.
If I steal your grandma, there will be no consequences.
No, the 80s, I mean.
Maybe I steal your grandma.
Yeah.
The older...
It's not kidnapping. She ain't a kid. May I borrow your grandmother?
That is such a bad pun. Okay.
You're making me fart right now.
That's awesome.
Now what kind of move is that? Bruh.
That you're not gonna eat my horse move?
What did you say, Sophia?
I'm not trying to eat your horse. Look a little bit closer with those big eyes of yours.
Big. Where's that from? Big.
Oh, I see. The other side.
Mm-hmm. Big. So where's that from? Big.
Big. I don't know.
I'm so horribly stupid.
Aren't
and my horse was protected.
Yes, it was.
Oh, no, it's like so a protected stupid. Horse. So stupid. Can we start again?
Please stop.
No, we cannot do that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to die
now.
That's
not how chess works.
Well, now I'm just gonna, 1,000% lose.
Then that's what resigning is for.
Well, that's what I meant by starting again.
Oh, yeah, you can resign at whatever time you'd like.
I wanna play some chess.
Well, but is the next match not gonna be with me?
Roll a d20, you're gonna find out.
Maybe. I don't know. yeah, I kind of want to play against Victor.
Okay, then I'm not resigning.
Okay.
Big.
Mm-hmm.
Big.
Man, you gotta stop that.
Big.
Mm-hmm. Gotta stop going big.
It's funny. It sounds hilarious to me. Big round of applause. Big round. Yeah, that's it. Big round of applause. Where is that from now? Big round of applause.
I heard that before.
Yeah, maybe it's Sam related, but I don't know.
It is. It is a stand-up of his.
Oh, yeah. Wow, yeah. My memory works in strange ways. I hate my memory. Remembers like goofy, worthless items. Insane in the membrane.
I just wanna be retarded for 1 second, please.
Sophia's brain is overheating, just like when she was a baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's stupid and dumb. Don't you dare do that, but I also don't know what else to do.
Don't you dare do that. I think me and Sophia are like 3-1.
You mean in chess games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just found out my whole memory is fake and then I found myself here. Explain that, robot man. Also, change your name. Change your name, that stupid thing.
I was talking about that. And he was mentioning like he's an old guy, like a very old man.
My friend Lucas, his name in League of Legends is diminutive of the word cell, and it's DDP. BPC. It's the acronym for it. Because I don't know when this happened, but he was diminutive of the word cell. The diminutive is like Joe, and then the diminutive is Joey. D-I-M-I-N-U-T-I-V. Diminutive.
Okay, this is way too confusing.
Sophia, am I insane?
What?
Do you know what a diminutive is?
Yeah.
Diminutive?
I know what a diminutive is.
You know who Dimitri is? Who is Dimitri? Raskolov from GTA 4?
Cell? Well, like, that would be for the word cell.
What are you laughing at, Sophia? What are you laughing at? Well, he was in school. There was this assignment these kids had to do in this big paper thing, and they wrote like cell. Cell is a diminutive of the word cell. And they wrote that, and he thought it was funny, and he just like abbreviated it and used it as a name.
Oh, okay. So his name was like literally that, like
yeah.
Okay,
got DDPC.
Let's go, die!
Okay, got it. Now I understand.
It's your turn.
It's the age of the chimichangas.
Diminutive from Chong. Chimchong.
Dude, it's so insane. I just got on the stream and the viewership just doubled.
So stupid.
So if you see that, your viewership is like 400,000 right now because of me.
For real?
Oh, dude, what the F? It's so crazy. Everybody loves me in the chat right now.
That's amazing.
I'm getting all these donations in Google Maps.
Silly.
Yeah, as soon as I clicked approve, I was like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna charge it.
Just give it like two more seconds of thought.
When me and Sophia play, we massacre our pawns first. But the both of you have most of yours.
I don't like doing trades. Victor, do you like doing trades?
I don't know what trades are.
When you trade equal pieces.
I don't know, I don't really think of it.
I only like them when it's horses, because I don't like horses.
Pawns are really good distractions. They're annoying too. Which I like. Big.
You're just gonna go forever, like it's your new threat.
My new threats?
Yes, your new threats.
My new threats.
New threats, diminutive.
I literally
threats. Threats, diminutive.
My name's threats, diminutive.
I didn't say threats though, I said threats. Oh no, you.
Yeah, but I heard threats.
Well, that's your problem, not mine.
Yeah, but my problem is now a name, so.
Threats, diminutive.
Yeah, it's kind of Slavic. The last one, if you do like.
Yeah.
Kind of pronunciation of it. Oh. What kind of move is that? Oh, shoot. Yeah, you have my thing pinned, so I can't do that. What's the worst possible place you could burp? Is there any setting to turn this off, or do I need to buy chess.com for them to stop?
I don't know, maybe in the Pope's face?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's like cheating. It's too easy to figure that one out. situations where it's embarrassing, not necessarily like bad. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, where's the worst place you can let a knife fall in a person's heart? It's like, yeah, you committed homicide. And then you gotta get a better one than that.
Probably like during a speech or something. Like up to the microphone, you just go.
During a relationship discussion, perhaps. Because it's interesting how things like that work socially.
That would actually be good, probably, to like dissipate.
This is something I've noticed, that me and Sophia are really distorted socially, and it's become commonplace for us to exhale our gas all the time. We burp a lot. At least from when I talk to Sophia, she burps pretty nonchalantly.
Mm-hmm. Well, she drinks sparkling water, so that's
expensive. I don't burp when I drink sparkling water.
Anything with gas makes you burp more, that's obvious.
Oh. Either what if burp I just or fart. Farts, dude?
You either burp or fart more, one of the two.
Dude, what if I... okay. Anywho. It became very commonplace for me to burp. And then I noticed, oh, it's not normal for people to burp socially. I probably should get a grip on that.
Mm-hmm. Especially not for a female. It's even worse a problem for me.
I do it on purpose sometimes. Mm-hmm. I've burped on my girlfriend's face at least 3 times.
Is that
on
constructive?
Purpose. It's very funny. Entertaining.
Is that an expression of affection?
Yeah, it is. It's like eating in someone.
You're not
in front
allowed
of someone.
To do that. Those are off limits in courtship.
I'm not allowed to burp on her face? I can do that.
You're
pretty sure
it.
Thomas Aquinas wrote a treatise on it. Why it's okay to burp on your girlfriend's face. Number one, it's funny. Number two, if she really loves you, she'll like the smell.
I don't want to play, to be quite honest. So.
Yeah, boy! Another 12 points!
Yes! 12 points! All I wanted!
That's all I play chess for. At the end it says, you won! It gives me points. So...
Wait, your point numbers, they're the same for everybody you play with? Like, you have 980. If I play you right now, you're gonna have 980?
Yeah.
Yes!
Oh, okay.
But you gain different amounts depending on who you win against.
Yep.
Like, I gained 100 by winning against you, but only, like, 12 for Christina.
Because I was dying.
No, because you're, like, half of Victor's rating.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
But I think a burping during like a relationship discussion could be like good in the
I'm
sense
not sure.
that it's,
I don't
like,
think so.
It dissipates.
Yo, that's a nice
energy.
Picture, Lucas. Nice.
Just like you're like angry and someone just burps in your face, and it's just funny.
That doesn't make people less angry. It makes them more angry, because that means they don't take you seriously, which women don't like.
Alright, I challenged you. You have to accept my challenge.
What? How dare they challenge the chess master?
How much to play you? Against yourself?
There's...
I cannot read Spafidus' name without thinking of Abidus, because it's the same
syllable.
You just
want easy points? You're gonna win. It's Fafidus.
Fafidus. Fafidus Babidus.
He really wants to play against you.
Was he talking? Was he the one who's.
Alright, how much to play against Sov? Dude, $100. How about that? Because you're not gonna pay that much. So that just gets rid of you.
Wow, that's so mean, Victor. I can't believe that.
But if you do play 100, pay in
the. Oh, dude, I'll play you. If you everybody here will play you if you pay $100. What's the chess game? Sophia's a very busy woman. She can't be playing chess with any nobody.
I'm a very busy woman.
Yeah, a very busy woman with a lot of jobs to
work. What
do
you look like when you're playing chess?
What I look like?
Because I look like this.
Like my normal self?
No, it does not can make your kids deformed. I actually need to search that up.
Does not can?
Wait, yeah, that is how it's written. It's how it's written on the website. On the chat. Can.
Where is my game and Sophia?
The French defense.
Ooh, mama. Some funny Sophia?
Mama indeed.
Ooh, mama. Why is it throwing me to every other game except the one I'm currently playing with you?
Oh yeah, if it's your turn in other games, it puts you in them.
No, what the F? There we go.
What? I wouldn't be surprised if someone paid the $100.
Why? Yeah, I'm like...
right? $100 sounds low? Are you guys insane?
No, pay it.
Then pay it.
Yeah. You should add a tier on new projects to $100. I will pay it.
I will play so chess funny. With you.
The guy right below...
I get it if I was high rated or good funny. Or something.
Who cares? Like, you're not even pro chess player, Sophia.
No, you should just do it because someone might pay you $100.
No, I don't want to take $100 to play chess against someone. I'd feel horrible.
How sad. For who? $20 watching right now.
$100? I don't know. Do it and then like give it to a charity.
Yeah, that would probably be justified.
But that might become a pattern, so you probably shouldn't do it even for 100.
What do you mean a pattern?
A pattern.
Yeah, what do you mean by that? Like, people like... would just start paying $100 every stream to play?
Yeah, that would actually become the chess charity with Sophia Totterman.
Yeah, that would be a good thing.
Yeah, sure, go ahead then. The chess charity with Sophia Totterman's.
It's kind of immoral, I think, yeah.
Not if you donate to charity.
It's ethical, but it's immoral. If I donated to charity, it'd be cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
My last swig of plastic for today. And I feel like chucking it against my door, but that could have unintended consequences.
Hey, wait, do you think that actually might be related to your sudden, like, low energy?
No, I was feeling bad before I started drinking this.
Okay. No, but I mean, like, generally, like, since you got there.
Not this plastic bottle. The weather, yeah. Not this.
The leather?
The weather.
The weather, okay.
The weather is messing with my mood. Just the smell of it. Making me sad.
It's your turn!
I know.
French defense, knight variation. Two knights variation. That's what I'm doing right now? Epic.
You get like winter blues?
I don't know. I get winter cancer.
I don't think you should probably say that.
I get one.
I should give it to charity because it would be intriguing to see if someone did it. That's the thing, like, you say something and then an angel whispers next to you and it becomes something.
What? Huh?
The angel whisper.
What are you talking about?
That's
something my mother would say.
Yeah. Christina knows what I'm talking about, so I presume it's a Brazilian folklore thing.
Is it like an anti-hyperbole thing?
Don't say bad things out loud. Cause they knock on the wood. You ever hear about that?
Oh yeah, knock on wood. Yeah, I know about that, but...
But I don't think that's like a proper thing. I never heard about the angel justification. My mom just goes like, oh, don't say that out loud because like your words influence the world.
No, I've heard, the one I've heard is that if you say something, your guardian angel might make it true with a whisper. Specifically a whisper, I don't know why.
Why would your guardian angel whisper when you're kissed?
I don't know. Maybe he thinks you want that.
No. Guardian angels aren't stupid. They're more smart than humans.
Yeah, they know.
Do they know what you think?
They can determine it in the same way that demons can.
Oh, okay, so from suggestion.
And also, they know that cancer is bad, and you don't want cancer. Especially winter cancer. It's like, every winter you get cancer, every summer you're cured.
What are you talking about?
Winter cancer.
Just try not to feel wrath.
He asked. I just answered.
I'm trying to think of this move now. Sipping the carbonated water.
Let me actually search that up to see if it gives you cancer or something.
Okay. I was talking about Naruto earlier on stream before you came on.
It's very good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Christina remembers not liking it like that much, or she stopped watching it on the third season.
Maybe, I don't know. Why do you think that is?
It just got very repetitive. At least for a 10-year-old me. Like, it just got very repetitive, and I just, like... Well, it was a mix of everything, because, like, I was watching it with a friend, and then, like, we woke up and, like, we stopped watching it. And then I picked it up again, and then it was, like, very repetitive. Like, the same stuff happening over and over again. You know? What I mean?
I don't know.
Just, like Dragon Ball Z, I guess.
Ball Z?
I remember liking Dragon Ball Z a lot, too. I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, they fight, and then, like, he almost dies, and then he doesn't, and then they fight, and then he almost dies, and then he doesn't, and it's just that over and over and over again. I remember it being like that, but I don't really know that well, because I was 10 years old.
Yeah, well, it's in the name, Shonen. It's like Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball, Naruto, as well as a bunch of other things are shonen, which are fighting cartoons for boys. So yeah, boys can just watch that repetitively and not get tired of it. I comprehend.
I think so. I don't think that stuff really gets old.
Yeah,
especially
it
doesn't really when like they have so much other stuff going on at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I was like considering trying to watch it again, because I think that like when I was like at that age, I wasn't like really tuned to like any of the other stuff going on.
And there's the opposite, which is shoujo, which is Cardcaptor Sakura and Sailor Moon and that stuff, which is for girls.
I don't know. I remember watching Sailor Moon and not liking it as well. So I don't know.
Yes. I have a feeling that I don't know what I'm doing here.
Feel like that.
The plastic bottles after expired can cause miscarriages and birth defects, but I guess
yeah, but I'm not pregnant.
Yeah, it only applies if you're pregnant. So
you can't you can't alter your genetics after you're born, I think, unless the radiation.
No, actually,
or activating enzymes.
Mushrooms. Can actually change the like the sperm or the eggs.
No, okay, but that's on your offspring, not on you.
Well, but it changes the DNA it carries. Yeah, but like your actual DNA can change after you're born. I don't even remember what was the last anime I watched. It was very long ago. Oh no, it was actually... Oh, yeah, I remember the last anime movie I watched, but I don't remember any series.
Your own DNA can break down. What do you mean? My DNA can break down? Are we talking about some Metal Gear stuff?
Oh, I remember like breaking DNA from strawberries at school. That was very cool.
So
you can like actually see it. Because it is protected by like a layer of fat, pretty much. So when you put like detergent on it, it just breaks down, and then you can see this DNA pieces spiraling off. It's really cool. Oh yeah, see, I was right in some sort of way. Like the birth defects that it causes, like when you drink it pregnant.
Drink it pregnant? Like... Oh gosh. Ah! How often?
Drink it while pregnant. I just skipped a word. Anyways. Like the birth defects mostly affect boys. And it causes, like, the change in their hormones.
Oh, are you calling me retarded?
they mostly like are born gay.
Born gay.
And stuff like that.
Wait, no.
They have just like less testosterone, pretty much. And then they are born gay.
So,
I'm gonna need like a. I want a pencil and paper, because I start thinking about possible moves and then I just get lost.
Yeah. Welcome.
You have the notepad right now. You were using it last time.
Yeah, but that's pencil and paper is better. Well, it's your move.
It is my move.
Oh, it disturbs estrogen as well.
Wow.
But that's like actually on you.
Ah!
Okay.
Sophia, do you have your bottle with you?
Be right back.
Okay.
My bottle is on the floor. Yeah, my brain hurts, Sophia. My brain hurts.
My brain hurts, Sophia. My brain hurts.
It hurts. Forgot what I was even trying to accomplish here. Okay.
If the bottle has a number 7 or a number 3 on the bottom of it, then you're probably like have cancer or something right now.
I still lose. Something like that.
I'm back. I took my nootropics so I could get smart and win against Sophia.
Epic. Wow, yeah. Okay, I'm gonna go pee. You figure out your move, and I need a pencil and paper, or else I'm gonna go insane.
Okay.
Something like that.
Which nootropics do you take?
All of them?
I'm thinking about buying an Android phone, because I know that they suck, and I think that may make me use my phone less. But they also break down like after a year, so I don't know. When I had like Samsung phones, they never lasted me more than a year. And this iPhone has been with me since 2016. And I broke it like 5 times. I am legit considering over-the-counter lithium. Are you a car battery or something? I didn't know people took lithium.
Doodoo head.
I can't say. I don't know if lithium. It is probably bad as it's used in car batteries or something. You probably shouldn't be taking it. It can be taken responsibly for mood? What do you mean? Just go outside. I was on it. Okay. You should eat battery acid. Yeah. That it's safe.
Okay, so today we're going to be taking notes on chess. Alright, I'm back. Let us see. You moved bishop to b4. Indeed, a strange move. And, why did I move my knight there? Okay,
I don't know, I'm sus about antidepressants because...
Me too.
My mother, like, on the week my mother started taking Effexor, she crashed her car 3 times in a week. 3 different cars as well.
The best story.
So, I really don't know when. And one of them was, like, the most retarded thing. Like, she literally closed the garage door, like, above the car. So, I don't know. I think that stuff is probably, like, bad. I don't know what's the difference between like lithium and Effexor though, but I think the lithium is probably worse.
Wow, the entire universe shakes when I write on this paper. I have a virtual reality poll next to my desk.
Haha, such a small brain can't even map a test 3D chessboard inside your head.
Yeah, I can't. I got a big head, but a small brain. I don't know. I'm all skull.
When she shakes her head, you can hear her brain rattling around.
Mm-hmm. Rattling? My brain is not a maraca, or maybe it is.
It is! Like, when you shake your head, it goes like...
You can start creating trees of possibilities.
It's a very old drug and not a good one. Yeah.
What even is lithium? Probably. Like, I know that the element, but do they just...
Yeah, like, I just know that it's used in car batteries, but it's probably, like, people are just taking it for depression or something. So, I don't know. Well, I knew that Kurt Cobain took it, and he killed himself, so he probably shouldn't. It's just a mood stabilizer. In places where lithium is higher in the water supply, there is less suicide. Okay, so there's lithium in the water supply. That's awesome. That's so epic. That's amazing. Everybody's left is very happy with lithium in the water supply.
Okay,
it's not added. All water has lithium inside of it, but in higher amounts in certain places. What? Lithium? No. No. My chemistry classes say otherwise. I'm pretty sure water doesn't have lithium in it. That seems extra retarded.
It's your move. Also, why did my music stop playing? It's not epic.
Not particularly epic, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. I think you're thinking of fluoride.
Yeah. Because lithium is not in the water. Amazon sells it. Well, yeah, Amazon sells a bunch of stuff. It's probably not good to take anything that Amazon sells you.
Do people live stream chess on Twitch?
They do now.
Very funny.
I'm glad you think so. You know, I don't know if people compliment my jokes when I make them. But I always knew you were one of the good guys. Would you agree?
Yes.
Cool. Wow, it's almost okay. Like we're smart. We play chess for fun.
Okay. The chat, the link you just provided, the first sentence of it literally says lithium reacts intensely with water, forming lithium hydroxide and highly flammable hydrogen. So yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not in the water. Added or naturally. Yeah, of course it is in the water naturally, because water is literally just H2O.
Oh, I forgot the little N's could move twice.
Lithium is applied to made aluminium. Aluminium, magnesium, lead.
Lead.
Yes, seawater contains
salt.
Lithium. But does drinking water contain lithium? Rivers generally contain only 3 parts per billion, whereas. Let me pick my nose on my pencil right quick. Whereas mineral water contains...
wow, you are dirty, man.
Mineral water contains 1 milligram lithium per liter? Huh? That's weird. Dumb Polish retard. Awesome. Okay.
Very little. There we go.
She's not even Polish, dude.
Dude.
SpongeBob. Yeah, but that's not inherent of the water. Yo. It's just like how the place it is in. Doesn't mean it's good.
Play citizen.
Okay, let's see here. I don't got any room on my desk for this. My PS4 is here. That's not high IQ. I gotta throw this thing away as soon as possible. Let's see.
Not particularly of the high IQ persuasion, are you?
No. Wait. You said there was no lithium in water. That's right, Christina.
Oh, crap.
You did say that.
Oh, well, crap. That is stupid then.
Oh, I did not predict that you could do that.
That may be lithium and...
Gravaruni.
Mixed in with the water and rivers or in the sea, but water itself as a
water does not. Guarantee there's some stuff in there beyond lithium.
Like water as a substance doesn't contain it. It might be mixed in with water in lakes and in the sea and whatever.
But what? Ah ha ha. I'll die.
Don't do that.
I get shot in the head, I'll die. But I won't.
Okay. I think that's my move. Unless it's stupid.
If you're not even depressed, why would you take lithium? Just like take vitamin D and vitamin C and...
Take a cold shower.
Take a cold shower.
That's what you should take. All right, let's see.
Dude, that got rid of every symptom but cough. I had a cold, a nasty cold. Every symptom but cough left me.
I thought
that you would rather lose a horse than a bishop.
Not necessarily.
They're the same. Aren't they the same?
Yeah, they're valued at around the same.
Yeah, but the bishop can go crazier because it moves all the way.
I suppose so.
At least I think so. Horses, they do the L thing, which is pretty, nasty, but they can't do it a lot. They can only do it 3 squares.
Well, when my horse gets into the center, it's more powerful.
Yeah, because it moves like an owl all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Which is only the power of the powerful.
Yeah, everyone's depressed. Because, you should probably just take a shower.
Cause a huge surge of cortisol.
Unironically, take a freaking shower.
Loser.
Everyone's depressed. You just take a shower, man.
You're not depressed, you just need a shower, buddy.
Now we're in, the zone where I have no idea what you're gonna do for your next move, so it's not worth getting caught up in that, because I'm gonna go insane.
I know what works after I try it. What? You shouldn't try everything to know if it works.
I got a melatonin blend. Melatonin is for going to sleep.
Yeah.
Can I be sleeping a whole lot? Sleeping?
Yeah, he says it makes me too sleepy. Yeah, of course, it's melatonin.
What did I even say? Sometimes I say things that I don't know. I forget what I just said. You like going to sleep? Is that what I said?
You want to be sleeping a lot?
Did I say that? Yeah. I was not paying attention. I was thinking about chess.
My turn is for sleep. You're gonna be sleeping a lot. That's what he said.
That's funny. I didn't think about what I just said at all.
On unforeseen circumstance.
It is I.
But that should do the trick.
I think next Saturday I will go to a mall. And if I don't, I'll just die immediately.
There's one trick you can pull.
I don't know if there's one or many. There's only one that I found with my retard brain.
There's one where you can pretty much do a damage.
Stop vaping, Christina! How many times?
No! Makes me happy!
Cheese sausage bagel finagle.
I've been immune to depression my whole life. I manage my own meds. I have naturopath friends. I am super low grade. I just don't like it. I don't know. Don't munch.
Immune to depression? My whole life, I manage my own meds. I have naturopath friends. What's a naturopath?
Zika? It's like a psychopath.
Zika? The getting bit in the head?
Bit in the head.
You biting me right in my head. How dare you? Right in my head! How will I be able to play ping pong after this?
I think this is the best course action if I'm gonna be real honest about it. But it might not be. Ain't that chess?
Chopper. What am I trying to do? I'm stupid. I forgot what I was trying to do.
I'm doing that all the time.
Yeah, I remember you moving your knight and you asking yourself immediately after, why did I move my knight there?
Uh-huh.
Suspiciously enough. It's an interesting move.
Well, I made my move.
Sophia, you're looking less like a boy every day. That's awesome.
Huh? I did the same.
I was just about to go, what are you smoking?
I'm just watching the stream.
Uh-huh.
It was just a comment.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh is great.
I'm really taking a liking to sitcom faces.
Uh-huh.
Using herbs or whatever.
Herbs?
Okay.
We're all going crazy one day at a time, buddy.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Herbo. G Herbo?
Herbo.
Who's G Herbo?
Do you not remember?
Nah. Man.
Knucklehead. Herb. The herb,
man. Oh, the herb. The good herb.
You're talking about chamomile.
The herb, man. It is so good.
Obviously talking about chamomile.
Chamomile. If the cops are watching, we're talking about chamomile.
Son of a gun!
What?
Nothing.
Did you mess something up, Victor?
No, I just scream for no reason.
I do that a lot.
Oh, do you? Is that something you do? Is that a thing that Sophia does? Is it in the list?
I'm sorry.
You better be.
I forgot what I was thinking about.
Whoa, everybody loves me. That's amazing.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Naruto got 5 Grammys? That's crazy, man.
How he got so many Grammys? I only have 2.
It's not that different, actually.
I only have 1 Grammy.
Granny. The other died?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good for her. The mystery of the missing granny.
Everybody else got 2 grannies, but Naruto got 5. Is that the number you said?
5? Are you sure about that? Yeah. You don't sound too sure.
You said Naruto had 5 grannies.
Yep.
Awesome. How is that even possible?
I don't know. Ask Naruto. He's the one who got it.
He has 7 tails and 5 grannies.
Dude, it's not even funny. Don't talk about my granny like that. My Nana.
Talk about Naruto's Nana. Are you Naruto?
I'm not gonna tell you that. Why would I tell you that?
I caught you.
Shut up. What a problem with my granny? B vitamins, fish oil, the stuff you hear about, access to. I don't hear about fish oil. Do you hear about fish oil, Sophia?
My dog takes it because she has cancer. But I don't hear about it, I just see it in my kitchen.
It's in my dog's mouth.
Yeah, I open it up for a lick. And I see it in there.
My daily check of the dog. The great dog.
I do. Yeah, probably because you have psychopath friends. Naturopath friends. That was a big brain fart.
Big brain fart.
Dude, I like.
Just call me sticky nuts. No, jumbo nuts.
Jumbo.
Sticky nuts.
Please call me jumbo nuts.
Please. Just call me jumbo nuts. That's all I ever wanted.
Psychopaths love talking about fish oil. Yes, they do. That's
all they talk about ever.
Have you ever watched American Psycho?
Oh, crap.
That's exactly
it. So stupid. I keep doing things I forget that I'm not supposed to do.
Why are you supposed to do that, Victor?
I was not supposed to do that.
Was there some sort of...
fish oil?
Fish oil?
There was a fish oil at one time. Not anymore, though.
Why do you keep using that emoji? It makes no sense. I cannot... I look at all of the messages you used in it.
I was not supposed to do that!
And I don't
realize... Resident Evil.
What's 4. The... combining thing.
Resident Evil.
Now we wait and we see.
He's a schizo? I don't know. Is overly using nonsensical emojis being schizophrenic? I don't think so. I think you need a little bit more. Just a little bit though.
That's kind of strange. And I'm not sure why you do that.
Crazy people get shit done.
What? Sounds like a shirt. That sounds like a shirt in the mall.
That sounds like one of those Facebook ad shirts, actually.
Chubba Chubba?
Yeah.
Chimichangas? Somebody got chimichanged? Every once in a while. I may not win, but I will give Sophia one good chimichanga for them to go.
That's kind of a... It's kind of a chongo.
Chimichangas.
Jesus,
what? Chris Potts? What are you talking about, man?
Huh?
Psychopaths love talking about fish oil. He's a schizo. Nothing he says follow from each other. Resident Evil 4. Does that follow?
Yeah.
Kumbaya. Is it Kumbaya?
No, he was talking about a Gucci Gang mask, not you.
Sabotagus?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, the chimichanga. I'm seeing Sophia literally scratching her head in camera right now, and I'm so happy.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, yeah.
I think I've got it. Wait, you're not allowed to watch me, then you can see whatever moves I'm planning.
No, I'm strictly looking at your face cam.
Okay.
I was doing that before.
Ooh, nice purple board.
Mm-hmm.
You can change the background color as well, that's insane! Is green and purple your colors now?
I guess.
You're like the Joker.
You already
the
said
Joker?
That.
You are like the Joker.
Yes. If you get like a suit, a purple upper suit, you can like dress up as
the Joker.
As the Joker, yes.
Am I a loony cuckoo, or does this make sense?
Why are people arguing about nutrition?
Everybody's crazy about lithium, apparently.
Everyone's crazy about fish oil, apparently.
Fish oil and lithium, mix them up, make a nice butterscotch sandwich.
Smoothie.
Oh, I'm drinking a smoothie. So tasty.
What is the same for, like, when you mix and drink? That sounds like concussion, but isn't concussion?
That sounds like concussion?
Yeah, what? Like a drink.
What you is your drink, name?
It sounds like concussion. But there is a
concoction?
Concoction, buddy?
There we go.
Yes, that is what I'm talking about.
Okay. Why?
Concoction. Concussion. There you go.
The concussion, buddy.
And then I say, why? Alright.
Why do you keep using the same emoji, man?
Emoji man?
Is this plain? That's my old name.
Don't call me emoji man anymore.
Concoction.
Are you looking for a trade? Cause I ain't.
That's what I'm looking for.
That's so forced.
I had it in my throat and it wasn't coming out.
Yeah, whatever you say, buddy.
Oh, you're trying to be cool right now? Let's see how well that goes for you.
Seemed like an argument you and I had in 2016.
Oh, really?
What you're having with Christina right now.
I'm howling?
Howling.
I didn't know you were on now.
Bum, bum, aw, man, no more bishops for me. I'm sad. I'd really like a bishop right now. It's a tough nut to crack. I'll tell you that much.
One tough nut. I'll tell you too.
A real tough nut. Let me see what I can do with this. A real tough nut.
Yesterday. Oh wait, no.
Well, but
where's Jimmy?
Chimichangas must come about, lest we lose our minds, right?
Mm-hmm. I figured you'd do that.
Oh, wow.
It's
frenetic, dude. My arm!
My arm?
As you lose in chess, your body doesn't disintegrate.
No! You think me pain funny?
Yes.
I curse.
Don't curse.
I don't.
Okay.
What the frick?
What the phoenix?
That one took you a while.
Sobble. Shubba! Oh, you goose. You're one goose.
Mm-hmm.
And a half.
One and a half geese?
Yep. I get over that, I suppose.
Sophia, are you still taking cold showers even though it's winter?
Here, no.
Makes sense. I like taking...
See, I figured you'd also do that. Because you really... want to trade.
I don't want to trade. I'm keeping an eye on your king. And that's why I'm making you not move your queen. Because if you do,
mm-hmm.
I'll destroy your kingdom, my friend.
I like taking cold showers after I'm done, like, skating.
If I really wanted to trade, I would have eaten your queen way before, and your king would have eaten my queen, and we'd be both queenless.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying not to do that. However, we are coming at a really awkward angle here at some point. One of our queens is going to have to die.
Yeah.
How often will you guys be playing D&D? I don't know.
Tomorrow, during the Shabbat.
That is not that doesn't answer the question, how often?
Saturday, out of the week is one. Dandy. That's one in every seven.
Can't wait to play Dandy.
Dandy, be best not to do that. It seems we're heading for a massacre here. Very unfortunate. Pawn's gonna be a real pain in that butt. Can't they?
Christina has dice. Victor's dice are coming.
I bought dice.
So, what are your plans for the future in terms of content creation? Higher volume.
More often.
Yeah.
More videos. More often. No, just means higher volume, louder videos. They'll blow your ears off.
As loud as you can make them.
Sophia's gonna add so many filters. You won't even be able to understand a word of what she says.
I'm gonna make a move.
I am.
I wish I could see your face. Maybe we should get on.
I've got a poker face on right now. Well, not now. Now I'm smiling because I see you're delighting yourself with my thoughts.
That's the delight of chess, making the other person go,
You are one crafty N-word, aren't
Even
you?
Even if I can see all the options, they're all bad. That's the face.
She probably just go for it.
Go what? Fart?
Go fart?
Go fart.
I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that. What the hell?
You're so quirky. It looks amazing.
Like the Spider-Man.
Yes.
You all right?
Yeah. How are you?
You are insane. Person in the chat.
Chubba chubba. You must.
Vapora, remember when you did that cringe gay slam poetry takedown of Destiny? Why did you do that? That's a good question.
Why did I do that?
Yeah.
It was just lead up to the N-word thing. That was the initial idea. I just thought I had to fill time until then.
It was funny. I liked it when it happened.
Also, can you curse on Twitch? Like anything but that word?
Why do you ask?
Because there are other slurs other than that.
Oh, you can probably you can't kill when you already show slurs, but like you can curse.
Okay, well, like other wait, is CUNT a slur? Not a racial, but is a slur.
I think you can say that on Twitch. I've seen like people playing games saying that stuff. It wasn't poetry, it was just filler.
No, I was trying to do an impression of Portia O.
But it wasn't like a poetry thing.
No, I was trying to do Portia O. Look up YouTube, Portia O. Dot. That's the person that inspires me.
You gonna make a move, Victor?
Yep. Wait a second.
I'm trying to say no what you're talking about, what I have to say.
I'm gonna do that.
Okay. Yeah. I... What's the word? I recede? I don't recede. I...
Retreat?
Retreat. Recede.
Hairline, recede!
It's a superpower.
As soon as Sophia was born...
Alright.
The doctor screamed. Hairline.
The doctor's familiar was her hairline. Porsche, oh, the fat black woman? Yes, her. Oh my god, why am I doing this?
You sound like a pig dying. I saw somebody kill the pig once and I sounded like that.
Sounds traumatic.
Kind of was. Like, they were trying to do that, and after, like the pig wouldn't die, and they told me to, like, go away because I was feeling pity for the pig, and that's why he wasn't dying. Said it was my fault. I was like, okay. I see how it is. It is slam poetry, I guess, but it isn't like poetry.
Porsche, oh. Man, I watched one video of that woman. And it stuck with me for my entire life. It's so funny. Yeah, I watched the Angry Black Woman one, and I thought it was hilarious.
I just watched the capitalism one, and she goes like, yeah, I'm nasty like that.
I don't remember what she says in Angry Black Woman, but I find it very amusing.
Is she, like, fat?
Yeah, she's obese. She's like, really.
Okay.
Monstrous.
Did Gavin ever make fun of her?
No.
Okay.
Maybe? I don't know. I think I saw her on my own. I don't think I saw her because of Gavin. Rock and roll.
Are you done clearing your throat?
All of this.
What do you say, Sophia?
Are you done clearing your throat?
I moved.
That doesn't answer her question.
What question?
Are you done cleaning your throat?
No, I'm never done cleaning my throat because I'm sick. Her name's Porsche. Yeah, it is the name of the car. I don't think they're related, though. I think it's probably an African name.
I don't think
maybe she made
related,
the Porsche. Maybe she made the... how would I know? Black poet, dyke, goddess, hip hop feminist. Hip hop feminist? That sounds awesome. No, I don't really listen to that much hip hop music anymore, but you know what? That sounds like something I listen to right now.
That's what I want to be when I grow up.
Slam poetry. So good. What was that? What video was that slam poetry thing in by MDE? They were at like a rally or a public thing.
Which one?
Man, it's like an old guy saying it. It's very weird. This Angry Black Woman had 754,000 views. Wow, that's
I
way
thought you were
weird.
About to say kids.
754,000 kids. Sounds about right. Well.
If you're talking about angry black women, probably, yeah.
Probably,
that sounds like too little.
Sounds like too little, jeez.
Oh, okay. Porsche O. O stands for Ole Eola.
Areola.
Yes.
Porsche Areola.
Damn, that was probably one of the best things I've ever done in my life. Olay! Her name's Olay? Olay Iwola!
Olay Iwola!
Olay Iwola!
Olay
Iwola! Olay Iwola! Sounds like Areola. Porsche Areola.
Wow, that would probably just wreck her day if you did that to her.
Hey,
what's
what?
Your name? Porsche Oleola. Areola? I don't know. Goodbye.
I don't know. Goodbye.
I don't know. Goodbye.
I am retreating.
Walk away. Recede.
I'm receding.
Yeah. You make your joke and I'll recede.
Oh.
Oh man, I would love to like be one of those people that announces like stuff on stage. Then I could just like she comes on and announce her as Porsche Areola.
I mean Aioli.
Porsche Ravioli Areola.
Okay, I'll let you think about this one for a bit, Victor. I made my move.
Okay, let me think about it. I'm already thinking beforehand.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Porsche Aioli Areola.
I present to you Porsche Areola.
Olay you all.
Gee, that's so
terrifying. It'd be better if you had a sick voice and tried to say it. Olay you all. Yo.
Like Britney Spears.
Porsche Areola.
Areola. Porsche Areola.
Yeah. The only thing I could.
Also known as Porsche O.
Yeah, of course. Of course that was abbreviated. Who the hell would want to say Ole Iwola every time I wanted to refer to her?
Ole Iwola. Oh boy.
Porsche
Ole
Iwola.
Wow, it gets even every time I say it, it's like a new syllable has been added.
That's Japanese for long.
Kaya Davis recites, wow, everything is English, the name of the channel is English Fate and everything is written wrong. Kai Davis recites with an S, poem about being a smart black person and not being accepted. No copyright in fragment. Copyright with like W-R-I-T-E. No copyright in fragment.
Please put that in the chat.
Oh,
please
dude.
Screenshot that. I want to
no
see that.
No copyright in fragment. As far as I know, that's not how you write copyright.
No Oh, no copyright infringement?
Yes.
It's
no copyright in fragment. None of them. Not
Wait,
all of them.
This girl is Frick I look like. No.
Wait, is this a thing I didn't know of?
Fragment.
Do you know Frick I look like before?
No, I mean, no. Like, I'm looking at the thumbnail and this girl looks about, like, 7 years old.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, but she's
know.
Not Porsche
Woli Wola. Woli Wola. Yo.
Porsche Honolulu, welcome to the stage. Tell us your little text.
Yeah. Woli Iwola.
Woli Iwola.
Such a... Oh.
Okay.
Porsche
Woli Old McDonald at a farm. E-I-E-I-O-L-A.
I almost vomited at that.
Oh,
E-I-O-L-A. 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 Jeez, dude. My. Listen, I know you're a black, you know, whatever, black boy. You don't have to put a Negro spiritual in your name.
National Poetry Slam 2015 finals. House Slam. Is that what she did? I bet she could. House Slam.
Portia Orekia boy.
Ebola! Portia Ebola!
It just gets better, doesn't it?
Ohio.
Ohio Ebola.
Portia Ohio Areola.
Good.
Are you guys watching this right now having fun? All the toe people watching this right now, are you happy?
It's your
Alright, let's see if you're gonna trade now.
That is right.
Oh, you are going to instigate a trade?
Perhaps. Let's see what you'll do.
How dare you? We are making the play.
Trade for
joke
what?
Right now.
You aren't hitting anything.
No. Calm down. Well, you can destroy my tower, that's what I'm saying. But you're not gonna do that.
Oh, you're right, I can, but I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah.
It's your move! Ah! Areola!
Yup.
It's your move. Your turn to go.
Ah.
I think Ohio Areola is the desired combination.
Ohio Areola.
Ohio gozaimasu. Areolas.
Areolas-chan.
Oh.
Ohio gozaimasu. Areola-chan. Good morning. Konnichiwa.
You have a girlfriend.
That's the longest one but so far.
What? I didn't hear enough.
That's her full name.
Ohio gozaimasu. Oh, McDonald's. Poor me,
I'll tell you something about Ethiopian names.
Oh, I'm having too much fun to play chess, but I will.
Ohio gozaimasu, my head apartment. That's perfect.
Ohio gozaimasu, Areola-chan. Yamate, Areola-chan.
Look so much like saying a sink, that's unbelievable.
Oh, McDonald's. Yay. I can't take it.
You're laughing
I hope
so
she sees
hard.
This. Wish you won't, but I hope she will.
There's literally no chance she ever
There's
will.
Really no
There's
chance.
0 chance.
0% chance.
0 chance.
Ohio. I wonder if she got any bullied for that in school. Or if she went to a school full of old Negro spirituals.
Damn, yeah, imagine having a Negro spiritual for a name, dude. Terrifying.
Wakia Boyd. What does that even mean?
Oid?
Waking
up Oid.
Cool guy.
That's like a type of void. Being. I am a waking up void at the moment.
That doesn't sound like beans. I don't know what kind of beans you have where you live.
I have the kind of beans that it takes.
I need to paste that into the chat.
The kind of beans that it takes. I got them.
You got a lot of beans, buddy.
How much beans for the wife?
Got a whole lot of beans. Cocoa beans.
If I give you my cow, I get 3 magic beans. But if I give you the wife, how many beans do I get?
Smexy?
What's a Smexy bean?
No, I'm asking you if your wife is Smexy.
Oh, yeah. Why would she be my wife if she isn't Smexy?
Exactly.
10 beans.
Okay, 10 beans for your Smexy wife. I can dig it. That's also a strange move.
You can bury it so they grow their beans.
After all,
they are beans.
Truly. Truly.
Even though it doesn't seem so, they are beans.
They are beans.
Hence you, coffee beans.
Time is running out. It's your move.
It's your move.
It's your turn to go. To go.
Yes.
Yes.
Yet another interesting proposition.
Interesting proposition. But I must decline. The price of the oil is completely unacceptable.
Wait, so if I give you 10 beans, do I get a wife? I mean, the wife?
Look, what kind of... Do you want the wife or do you want a wife?
I want the wife. The smexy one. I think I'll be dead by the end of the month.
No.
You're doubting me?
Uh-huh.
Let's see who wins then.
Who wins? I'm just gonna do this because I'm so tired of thinking about it. It's your turn.
This is what Sophia looks like when she's on vacation from school.
If I'm gonna open this video, is it gonna be not good for the stream?
It's gonna be great for the stream, trust me.
Okay.
It doesn't embed.
It doesn't embed? Well, it's good.
What'd you say about it? What was the caption that you provided?
This is what Sophia looks like when it's when she doesn't have homework.
Yeah.
That's so entertaining. The fat guy dancing.
Mm-hmm. What could possibly be more entertaining than that?
Fat man dancing.
Quitting school is the best possible thing you can do for your health. I did it, and I recommend it. Ohio, because I am a old McDonald at a farm.
You didn't quit school, though.
Virtually, I did.
No, virtually, you didn't. Virtually
you can eat.
Virtually, you're literally in school.
Literally?
Virtually?
Is it literally or is it virtually?
It's virtually, but at the same time, literally, because
virtually, but?
You're doing virtual.
Virtually, but? What the hell, man?
Virtual, but? Oh no.
Oh no, indeed, man. Let me see.
Faith was saying that she was gonna drop out of high school.
I don't know if she can get away with that.
Said as soon as she is 16, she would drop out because she's already failing everything.
She's very hyperbolic, so I'm not sure if that's true.
Mm-hmm. She said her GPA is 2.5.
Ah, that's fine. She's doing fine.
Yeah, that's above half of the maximum. I'm averaging like 6.5 out of 10 right now. I think, like, 7, actually. 6.7. How much is that in GPA? Probably less, probably 2.4. 2.2 maybe.
I guess you gotta divide 10 by 4.
10 by 4?
What? No.
What the hell? What? What? What are you talking about?
10 is 4 and 6 is X.
Yeah, do that math while I think about something else entirely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna get my pen and paper right now.
Whatever. Imagine giving 8 hours of your day to the government. Lol. I know, right? I did that for like 10 years.
I don't have any something option. Like that. I don't have the option to
quit sometime last year, and it feels so great. I mean, that's the best thing.
Those 8 hours are not even including all the extra work. I don't think I have 8 hours of school, and I don't do any extra work, so I think it's not that bad in my situation. I didn't do any homework or any extra work or study for anything.
Work.
And even the time I spent at school, I spent like watching TV series on Netflix, so.
I just wanna type in.
Okay, so it's
all night.
10. That's 4, right? 6 times 4. 10x. You have a 2.4 GPA. Picture.
2.4? Yeah, I thought of right.
Let me see. I think mine never
Faith is doing fine. She's passing, and she's a woman. She doesn't need what you need a good grade for. You know why I did that?
Why?
Sophia, I'll let you guess. Why did I do that? I felt I do the A to B thing, and I felt that there was a curse somewhere in my next line of my real life script. So I started rereading it while I spoke.
I think that if I was in America, my GPA would be 3.2.
3.2 GPA of the samurai.
Because oh wait, my headphones. Okay, there we go. Because I have 8 out of 10. So it'd be 3.2.
I've made up my mind. Time is
running. Time is running wild. Make a move.
Time is running now.
Make a move, any move.
Move.
Yeah, you gotta do it, Victor.
Can you play the song right now?
The song?
I think it's copyrighted. Is it?
What they're gonna do, take away the money we're making from the stream?
On them, we don't make any money.
Well, we do, but none of it they can seize.
It's invisible money.
It's
infinite money.
It's kind of negative.
What?
Made up. Canadian. It's made up. Like, they have it in Canadian money?
What?
Huh? It looks like Monopoly.
Monopoly, man.
It's Monopoly.
Get the fake money.
Get the fake money, man. You know what I'm talking about, man. You know what I'm doing. Yeah.
I just want world. No.
Ooh, mama, almost did it wrong.
A blunder.
Blunder. Under.
Wyola. Eli, Uli, Ula, Ula, Ula. You know that picture you said of Lucas? That's no, Ohio Gazaimas, old McDonald had a fun. Yeah, you.
That's so humiliating. They probably destroyed her career right now. Indirectly.
Her career.
Yeah. Yes, her career. Her career of poet.
Poet?
So she does, right?
Yes. I just think everything you're saying is funny.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Wow, yes. The cover. Whoa, this is F ugly. Look, why do they suck at art so bad? It's not even difficult to make like a design that looks snazzy. This just looks like war.
Black as ugly as no.
No. No, oh. It's because the design is stupid. Black and ugly as ever.
Okay. Black as ugly.
Black as ever ugly. Choreo poem performance 3.
That is so
by
stupid.
By Portia Ayoola.
Ayatollah.
Is it just because there's too many vowels and we get confused about that? Or what?
No, how the name is stupid. No name should end in Ola.
Wola. Ebola.
Ola. Your name ends in the same. Your name has the same suffix as Ebola. How should I, like, behave?
Eyiwola.
Eyiwola.
You can start on any letter, and it's interesting. I will.
Why Wola?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you can't do that on Sunday. How dare you?
What on Sunday?
Now, am I stupid or can I just eat your pawn? Because I think I can.
Or can you?
Uh huh.
Yeah, I maybe think you stupid. Can. Your horse would, the horse.
What about the horse moves in L, not in 2 forward?
The horse, it's like gonna.
The horse?
The horse cannot eat me.
Oh, yeah, that is true. Or is it?
Yeah, look.
The horse could if you did that.
If I did what? If I eat the pawn next to me? Because I'm eating this pawn. Check out the instant replay.
Check out the instant replay.
Oh, I just saw. I thought you hadn't made the move yet. I wasn't looking at the stream. Sorry.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Thought.
Gone.
Victor, when are you thinking about resigning? Sophia, do you make your own music for your biz now? No, I don't.
That would, if she did, if that was
if
the case.
If she did.
Stupid. If that was the case, like you would have videos like every 4 years. That could be,
I never watched Noola Iola. Can I watch the movie poetry?
Why Iola?
Black and ugly as ever. It sounds black as ever and ugly.
Black as ever and ugly. Probably didn't expect that one, did ya?
Black as ever, a choreo poem and performance by Portia Olaiwola and ugly.
And ugly. She thought. everything wasn't in there yet. Or also ugly.
No, there's no way that's the way that you pronounced that. It's too stupid. That's a D&D monster name.
Ohio Ebola.
Ohio. Would you like some
Cholo?
No, not Cholo. No.
Cholo. Would you like some Cholo with that?
Why no music credits then? That's true, Sophia. Why no music credits?
I'll piss your mom.
What did you just say? That'll piss my mom?
No, I'm busy, mom. No, I don't know where to put the music credits.
Well, that's probably something you thought before, actually.
No music credits. That will piss my mom.
No, not that part. Just the that'll piss my mom part.
Yeah, everyone thought about that. Like every single kid alive.
I'm gonna get Ebola. Ola, 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 be, be, bola.
Ola, ola.
Sounds like you're having a whole load of fun.
Ola, why ola? It's not why ola, it's Ebola. Ola, Ebola?
Okay, let me actually try. Okay. Ola, Iwola. That's it, right?
You forgot the why.
I said Ola, Iwola.
Ola? It would be Ole. Iwola. Or it'd be Ola, Iwola.
Ugh.
Ole, Iwola.
It gets worse somehow.
Ole, Iwola.
What are you talking about? What she's saying or the chess game?
What she's saying.
I figured.
Ole Iwola. Ole
Iwola.
Ole Iola. That's it. Got it. Iola.
It is only 31 moves, but it's been like it's been a lot of time.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
We could just 2 hours.
Somebody could just call her Mrs.
Mrs. Arioli Ebola, Yaiwola. Ola. There's infinite pronunciations. There's parallels.
Yaiwola.
The infinity of the chess game we're having right now, and the infinity of the pronunciation of Ola Yaiwola.
That's amazing.
I don't want to listen to Boredom by Tyler, the Creator. Do you think I'm freaking crazy?
It's, YouTube just goes, so you might be interested in listening to American Boy.
I am.
I believe this move has sealed my doom.
But that is the world right now.
On jaw?
What did you say to me right now?
I don't know if it has.
It's whenever I think, oh, this move is really good, the next thought is, it's probably the worst move and you just lost. Can you relate to that? Ayatollah.
She knows how to make all the Ollies. It's in her name.
Porsche olive oil, Ayatollah. Olive oil Ayatollah. Sounds like a Simpsons character.
No.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Better be.
No, I'm not, I'm lying to you.
Biggie boy.
Yeah, say that again.
Biggie boy.
Yeah, so great.
Awesome. I'm glad you like it. I don't hear that often. Ollie Ayola. That is her name. I just remembered the Chinese/Asian names that we made of that one stream that we can't say anymore because they're bad.
Right.
What did you say? I think I lost my entire brain. I didn't compute one word that just came out of your mouth.
I said, I just remembered the Asian names you made on that one stream. That, like, we can't say anymore because they're all bad.
I think so. That this is a good move. I don't want to play this game. I'm playing against Victor. Stupid computer.
Stupid computer keeps doing things I don't tell it to.
Apple tracks me, like, every second of the day. Like, as soon as I step out of my house in the morning, it goes, 15-minute ride for your school. Do you want to see the way? Even though I never asked for that, ever. Like, I didn't even tell the phone where my school was, but it just picked up on it. Retard.
Oh man, I really don't want this to end in a draw. It's annoying because I'm thinking of all the ways it can.
Or you could just resign.
Or I could not, so it wouldn't ease your mental pain.
Make life harder.
Every chess game is also a war of attrition, especially against people like Sophia who have heart attacks.
You could kill her.
I could.
Right now.
With my hands. I could punch Sophie in the head and kill her and win the game. That's a way to win.
If you were smart enough, you could make, like, such a complicated chess move that she would, like, just immediately die.
Jamboree. Wee.
You're just not up to par. You're not smart enough to kill Sophia.
Aw, oh, crap. I've... crap myself again.
The 24.
What the hell? Oh.
Jeez.
Welcome.
I speak Portuguese and I didn't understand that.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
That was Victor's grandmother? Mother. She's not grand.
Perhaps.
Perhaps. Maybe.
I just watched the Shikamaru fight today. I'm booming.
No spoilers.
I'm not spoiling, I'm just saying.
I'm not spoiling, I'm just
saying. Yeah. No, I'm not gonna tell her what happens, I'm just saying. Shikamaru fight.
24th of November.
Is that the V for Vendetta thing?
No.
Oh, dude, that's such a best movie.
Is the day I'm gonna combust Soul Changes. A psychic has told me. That's how I know. So, wait, what day is the 24th? Okay, so this is almost my last
week. Oh, I believe, Sophia, I'll have to do the unthinkable in a few, maybe.
The unthinkable?
The unthinkable.
As in resigning?
No.
What's the unthinkable?
You'll find out.
Drawing?
No. I'm not gonna tell you, stop asking.
Wah.
I'll let the mystery simmer in your brain.
My brain is a direct connection.
The brain is.
What's a better move? This?
Is the tube that goes from one to the other.
This. I kinda like that better.
I really like this song.
Yeah, hey, Talk Bowl, are you looking at the moves I'm considering before I make them? Because you just said you might have to do the unthinkable, which I also don't know what that is.
I'm not looking at your moves. I'm just thinking of the moves you might make, and I may do the unthinkable.
You gonna do it now?
No.
Okay.
You are Sadie Singh.
That's all I'm saying for that.
Sure though.
Shut up. Chugga chugga. Man, yeah, I think I may do the unthinkable. I apologize for my unthinkable doing. I didn't want to do it. I swear to you.
I like it. Alright.
You just moved your horse?
Yes. Oh, it was going to be different originally, but it is going to be this now. Sophia made a different move than I thought she was going to make. So the unthinkable has changed to another kind of unthinkable. Chugga, chugga, chugga.
Random cracks appear on my phone and I don't really even know where they came from. Like, he didn't drop it.
You know what I'm happy about?
What?
Think about Banana Land.
Banana? What?
Whoa, we have a minion in the call.
I really was just saying. Okay.
Gonna be one of those chess games.
Yeah, the one where I win.
The ones where it's down to the last piece.
Gross. Chris Bot said, "You got this, Sophia." No.
You regret it?
You gonna make your move?
Yeah, I'm just replying to my girlfriend. Wait a second. Can't ignore the wife. To be.
You had him in one move? Okay, let's see here.
You messed it up! Sophia, I don't know why you do that.
The other option is move my queen. He takes queen. Takes. And then he ends up with a. We both end up in with towers or whatever. The rooks. I suppose I'm just retarded then. I don't want to play this game. That's the wrong one.
Drinking. Right.
Do you have 7?
I think so.
Is it?
How do you do what you're doing right now, Sophia?
What?
Like, can you just move stuff like that without it being the actual game?
Yeah, it depends on what kind of game you start, though.
What kind of game it has to be?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Three purposes here. Yeah, I don't see how key of 7 would have been. You had him in one move. but I suppose that's me being low IQ. It's your move! Ah.
Oh.
You clipping your nails?
No.
Clipping my butt.
Knife.
Oh, okay. You clipping your knife. I see.
Mm-hmm.
I do that sometimes too when I'm nervous. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Why? The what? Oh. Well.
I don't really see how you could win.
Exactly. Like Shikamaru.
See, don't spoil it. I don't even know who Shikamaru is, but when they introduce him, I know. I don't know, he's gonna die or something.
Stop talking out of your butt.
You still have your CSGO knives? Yeah. Epic! I won by resignation. Ain't that the best way? See, what I don't get about chess is you never actually get to eat the king.
That's all I wanted.
That's the whole objective, and you don't even get to do it. Unfortunate, truly. Alright, I have to eat dinner and whatnot.
And whatnot?
And whatnot. So, I'm gonna go. Yeah. But first, I'm gonna burp.
Yeah, it's already been 2 hours, right?
Yeah.
More? Yeah.
So, we've done our duty for today.
Watchers, have yourself a good night.
Good night.
Good
night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, monkey.
Infamous.
Ohayou gozaimasu, Areola. Areola-chan. And I'll see you. That's good morning, but is there, like, good night?
I knew, but I forgot.
So you don't know. How to say goodnight in Japanese, in Japanese.
How to say goodnight in Japanese. There you go.
I'm not gonna get it that quick.
Oyasumi nasai.
Oyasumi nasai, Areola-chan.
Exactly, Japanese.
How the heck is Japanese so weird? Alright, I'm gonna leave now.
Alright, I'm gonna go eat now.
Bye.
Shabbat.